the paradigm we function in, and it's part of our Western upbringing and part of our Torah upbringing, is focused on the oseh tov, what you do. Very little focus is placed on the sumera. What did you achieve? What did you produce? Let me see what you did. Thank you very much. That's a paradigm shift. You're proud of your kids because they did this or they did that. We don't focus as much, and certainly we don't give priority to the sumeras. What's being described here is a generation, is a matzav, which Chazal already spoke about, where the Ikka Avoid is going to be the Sumerah, not the Oseh Tov. That requires us to get in touch with that. Otherwise, it just stays here in the book as a nice theory. And it doesn't help anybody. No one's saying you don't have to do assays. Yeah. Well, the Ikka Avoid today is the Sumerah as opposed to the Oseh Tov. If you're focusing only on the Oseh Tov, you're going to feel like a failure because you're going to look half a generation back and you realize, oof, not even close to even beginning to achieve anything. And that's what's being described here. The bottom of Kuf Nun Aleph, and we'll finish.
But if the Sumera in this rhyme is what we're repeating now, if the Avodah was there, has only a fifth of them come out? You have this perfect fail. Are we going to fail?
What will be that it's going to be the same year. The difference between then and here is a fundamental difference between there and here. In fact, had they were on 49 levels of Tumah, had they gone one level further, they wouldn't have come out. Oh, that was pre-Matan Torah. Post-Matan Torah, you can even get out of Nun Shari Tumah. And it seems that the neshamas that never came out of Mitzrayim then are the neshamas that have to come out now. Oh, and now with Torah, they'll get out the Gilgulim of those neshamas. It's brought down. Anna says us now, you and me. It's not philosophy 101. It says you and me. How do we look at our situations? How do we look at our children? How do we look at ourselves? That's the discussion here. That's our tafkid in this door. Even if we're not going to get to the generations, previous generations in the Oseh Tov, doesn't mean stop doing the Oseh Tov. You have to avoid it with the Oseh Tov. No one's eliminating anything yet. We've got buckets and buckets and buckets of Sumerah. Sumerah. Yesh yama pituim harachovim rochov humoid. The seductions of the street out there, the distractions, the hesech hadas. I'm not even talking about the tumah, just the hesech hadas. He called it the games. There's nothing tumatic about a game. How much time? The hesech hadas. Imniske nye b'nei chayil. You have to learn the weapons for the new war. And if so, you'll be matzliach. And we'll recognize our qualities, we'll recognize our uniqueness and our mile above all the previous generations. Because of that, that will be royal in the Gula, which no generation before was. We have two choices. We can go into Shah Sheni, we can go back to the beginning of Shah Aleph. If there's any brave souls out there.
Question.
It's not a debate. Two mitzvahs. And you have to struggle with both. The question is, which one is shining brighter at which particular peak?
The question is, though, that they say that it's cheaper than. stay Torah because everything's going to be Hashmatz. So you should start with Asay Torah.
No.
You have to start with Shulam Ra. If you don't, everything you do in Asay Torah is going to be Hashmatz. It sounds from there like it's that the Asay, doing Asay Torah is easier than Shulam Ra.
You tell me what's easy, doing a mitzvah or avoiding a lot. What's easier? Much easier. And
so
we said the last test is always going to be the hardest. We're in the final test, so sure it's going to be the hardest. Avraham Avinu was the ultimate Shumaira. Before Avraham Avinu could do anything, he had to detach himself and disentangle himself from an entire generation of Avodah Zarah. But you have to have the Asay Torah as well. There were generations that didn't have to grapple with Sumeira that much. There wasn't that much to turn away from. You had to generate enormous Kedusha. You had to work very hard to know Shas Bal Peh by the time you were 13. And there was very little Ra to turn away from except hunger. The Ketzos didn't own a table, Rabbi Yisrael. Rav Shach never owned a blanket. Rav Shach never had a blanket. They had one blanket, his wife slept with it. He slept with his winter coat. Many years later, Rav Shach never had a blanket. Rav Shach never had a blanket. You couldn't give Rav Shach a gift, so that didn't help. Many years later, it was a bocher went back to Switzerland. It was a bocher from Switzerland. He left his blanket and napkin. And only when Rav Shach was convinced that every bocher didn't need one, he took a blanket. A blanket. They didn't have too much tivers from out there. Their job was to generate enormous kedusha. You do that, let's see how it goes. You sit for 100 years locked up in a little room on your own on a wooden bench, and you'll also become Ravi Lasher. You ready to try that? No, because that's not my job, that's not me.
You guarantee 100 years of my
friend. Start and see. Who knows what Hashem will give you. Rav Elisha didn't do it for 100 years either. He just did one day at a time. Because that's not his job. My job's different. How to Sumeira? Oh, okay. First, you'll have to know why. And we've given many examples. The way you Sumeira is you give that to Hashem. The marshal, the two stories that a person needs to take with him from this, if you take nothing else, from what we've done up to now, take these two stories. The last one was the remote control in the hotel room when you're alone. Alone is a big, big nisayin. Cigarette. And the cigarette.
Yeah, for sure.
No, forget about the children. Forget about your children. Seg, one thing at a time. I'm not ADD enough today to deal with all these things. One thing at a time.
I was looking for the other.
I'll tell you the cigarette story now. One second. He used to love telling it and he told it all the time. I never heard a share of his on any of the seminars where he didn't say that story. Just one second. What did you just say? Okay. So that will come back to you. That's the cigarette story and that's the story we just saw now. I'm going to tell the cigarette story. He was on a, if you can find it, I'll read it inside.
I looked the other day.
It's a major paradigm shift. This cigarette story is not a story. It's a paradigm shift. Let's take 1 minute. In front of us, I'll tell it to you. I can tell it to you in my sleep already. I heard it so many times. No, there are many stories. That story is fundamental. It's not just it's Mamash happens. A lot of my said that story. Okay, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's a Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah got written down to help us learn, not to stop us learning. I'll tell it to you about Peh. It was Zil Zatzal was on a seminar. They used to do these week seminars, weekend seminars, whatever, before Aruch Yehuda. And one Lel Shabbos, late, after all the shiurim finished, he was sitting schmoozing with a bocher. This boch had obviously been frum before, gone off the derech, and they were discussing Yiddishkeit, Hashkafa, whatever, back and forth. In the middle of the discussion, the boch said to the zion, excuse me, I need to go out for a little bit. I'm coming right back. So his interest was tweaked. They said to him, where are you going? Going outside at this time of the night. He said, no, he feels he needs to have a cigarette and he's not going to smoke in front of Reuven's real because that's not covered. Although he's also not going to smoke, so he'll go outside and he's coming back. Friday night. Yeah, if it wasn't Friday night, he would have had the cigarette. That's no problem. In those days, Mustami, there wasn't even Torah to smoke. Today, it's just as much of an issue to smoke during the week as to smoke on Shabbos. So, Rav Zvil said he was mamash stuck. What do you do in a situation like that? To tell the kid, what do you mean? It's also to smoke. You shouldn't smoke. Da, da, da. He knows he's not allowed to smoke. He's a poor kid. But to sit there and just say nothing when someone's about to light a cigarette on Shabbos, he said mamash didn't know what to do. Hashem popped something into his head and he said like this to the boy. Tell me something. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu would come to you and ask you to give him a cigarette, would you give him a cigarette? He said, for sure. If Hashem asked me for a cigarette, why wouldn't I give him a cigarette? I was finished. He said, even if it was the last cigarette you had and there was no way to buy other cigarettes until tomorrow morning, like the shop's all closed, it's your last cigarette, you'd give it to him? So he said, yeah, if I really knew that Hashem needed a cigarette, then for sure I'd give it to him. So he said, give him this one. The cigarette you're about to go out now and smoke, give that to Hashem. He said you would. Hashem really wants that cigarette. Meaning, he doesn't want you to smoke it, so you give the cigarette to Hashem. And he agreed, and that was the beginning of his return to being Shem Shabbos, me coming from his Shnei Shnashkar. What's the story about? What's the Yisun? Why is it such a fundamental story? Not just a nice story, and it's a cute story, and it's a tulip story, and it's a clever story. There's something here that mamash goes to the core of everything we've been talking about. Think about it. And then we'll see if we need to go back to the beginning again.
You know what Hashem expects from you, and to give to Hashem in order to give you back.
Yeah, you came so close and then you mamash, you swerved off the road. Oh, you were very close. All right.
Or makes it look like, sorry.
Forget about Hashem. This has got something in us has to change. We'll get to Hashem. Yeah, paradigm, perspective, the way we approach Torah and mitzvahs. We approach Torah and mitzvahs in terms of mutter osa. This you have to do, this you're not allowed to do. The paradigm shift is, yeah, he's not smoking the cigarette because it's osa. That wasn't going to help. He knows it's osa and he's still going to smoke. All the kids that are out there, whatever, off the derech, whatever, they know what's right and wrong. Don't fool yourself. They're not stupid. They know what they're doing is wrong. It doesn't help. Tell him, but it's wrong. He knows it's wrong. The paradigm shift here is I'm not doing this because it's right or wrong. I'm doing this because I'm giving this to Hashem. I'm mischesed in koinoi, which was the whole theme running through the Sefer up to now, is to be mischesed in Hashem. You know why I'm not smoking the cigarette now? Because I want to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu what he really wants.
Not what he wants from me.
Yeah, what he wants from you.
No, I'm saying not.
He wants you to help him to fulfill the purpose of creation. Because without you, he can't fulfill the purpose of creation. So he's asking you, please give me your partnership in my Maisa Bracious. That cigarette you don't smoke is you buying shares in Maisa Bracious because you're allowing me to do why I created the world.
How's that different to the Osra Mutta?
What does you do this because you don't do this because it's the wrong thing to do? It's right or wrong, good or bad.
The good or bad is because in doing the good is so you can become a part of the Shabbat.
Good. So then you've got it. But that's not my focus. My focus is my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the Mutter Osa. Let me give you an example. Let me show you how far wrong you can go the other way. Let me show you how far wrong you can go the other way. There's an interesting common theme that runs from Haman to Esav to Adam HaRishon. Fascinating common theme, common thread that runs through here, which you'll see is exactly the opposite of what we're talking about now, and it's very subtle. Get the Ganenet pictures of Esav out of your head. He wasn't this brutal mountain man, you know, like he was no fool. We'll see how much of not a fool he was. Let's start with Haman. He was the most recent event. Haman recognizes that there's a ship. I'm not going into all the riots now because it's too long. Well, Haman tells Ahasuerus, "Am echad yishne ba'aretz." There's one nation exists in the land. Chazal point out he was being meramez that echad yishane. The echad, the god that rules over the Klal Yisrael, is sleeping. Because when Haman came to Ahasuerus to offer him the plan to destroy the Jewish people, Ahasuerus said, "But I'm scared of their god. They got this god that, you know, he knew his Jewish history. Haman knew when Moshe's Yahrzeit was. So they knew a little bit about Jewish history." So Haman says to him, "You don't have to worry. Yesh am echad yishne ba'eretz." Chazal say he's being maramas to Ahasuerus. Ha'echad, their god, who is echad, yishena, he's sleeping. Chazal tell you this. So he recognizes there's an Hashem Echad. There's an Hashem Echad, but he's sleeping. Next up in the rung, Esav. On the day where Esav says, "Lama li zeh habachoyre, lama li zeh habachoyre," Chazal tells us, Rambam tells us, he was over every aveira there was in the book that day. There was the Yom Petir of Avram Avinu. Yaakov's busy preparing the Sudas Aveirim there, the Adashim, and he's out there. One of the Aveiras he did was he was a Kaifa Be'ika. He's a Kaifa Be'ika. Kaifa Be'ika. Lama li zeh habachoyra. What was he being Kaifa in? The zeh keli van vein. Because I'll point out, lama li zeh habachoyra. What do you say? Lama li zeh habachoyra. You say lama li habachoyra. He was being Kaifa the zeh keli van vein. That means he recognizes that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he's denying the Zeh Keli Van Veyun, and explain what that means now. It wasn't on the day of the Petir Avim, he did every Aveir. It was on the day that he got the Brochas, no? Where does Chazal say that on the day? It was... Nachon, on the day of Avim, he was over every Aveir. Nachon. Lama li zeh b'chayra. When he comes to get the Brochas from Yitzchok, comes to get the brochas, the kaifa be'ika. And he has that the brochas were given somebody else. He goes, "Meshuga." He goes, "Man, why? What do you care? You got to study to get a brocha. Why? Because that's your Kodesh Baruch Hu should help you. But you're a kaifa be'ika. Ma'echpat lecha that you didn't get the brocha. What's a brocha worth to kaifa be'ika? Ask a kaifa be'ika. You want a brocha? What's going to happen? What's a brocha? Why is he so upset? No, he was upset that he never got it because he knows there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So where's the Kvira? Where's the Kvira here? Let's go one step further. Haman min HaTorah minayin. Where do we know Haman from? From Adam HaRishon. From Adam HaRishon. Why did they hide away? Because they heard the Kol Elokim began. They heard the voice of God in the garden. And what did they do? They hid away. Are you hiding? Who are you hiding from? If you don't believe in God, you know there's a God, or you don't know God. You know, Adam knew who Hashem was. And he's hiding. You see the common thread here? Haman believes in God, but he's sleeping. Esav believes in God. He wants the broch. Adam knows there's a God. He can hear the kol elokim haylech pagan, and he's hiding away. That's called kvira. What is the kvira here? What is the Kvira? Listen carefully. When Klal Yisrael stood on the Yam, we don't have enough time. When Klal Yisrael stood on the Yam, they saw even more than Yechezkel ben Buzi saw. Pshat called Nevi'im. And they said, Zekeli va'anveyu means we and him are one. Anveyu means anivahu b'yakad. That's what anveyu means. They had such a clarity that they understood me and Hashem are one. Okay? What did Yechezkel ben Buzi see? He saw a man sitting on the throne. He saw the image of a man sitting on the throne. You know, there's a mitzvah of Alach de Bedrochov. Mitzvah Alach de Bedrochov. Kashem Shu Rachum, Afata Rocham. Zeh Keili Vanveyu. If it's one, it has to work both ways. I have to imitate Hashem and emulate Hashem. That means he has to imitate me and emulate me, does he? We have a mitzvah to emulate and copy Hashem. Valach de Bedrochov. Hashem has a mitzvah to emulate and copy me. Well, then there's no anveyu, there's no anivahu b'yachad, then we're not one. Where do we see that Hashem does have a mitzvah, so to speak, to copy me? Kashem shuhu rachum afatu rachum, kol ha-marachim alav priyas, marachim alav min ha-shamayim. You ever heard of midah keneged midah? No, isn't that halach de-bedrochov from Hashem to me? You merachem on the brios. Hashem is merachem on you. Hashem is merachem on the brios. You have to be merachem on the brios because Hashem is. It works exactly the same. When Yechezkel saw a man sitting on the throne, let's use a moshul from a boss of a dom throne. When you have a king sitting on the throne, what's printed on the throne? The coat of arms. Are you British? You understand that? Yeah, the coat of arms. What is the coat of arms? That symbol that's on the throne that represents the mission, the vision, the unique ideology of this particular nation. What's on Hashem's throne? Adam. Adam. Zekeli banveyu ani uhubayachad. He has to imitate me, and I have to imitate him. Hashem tilcho al yad yaminech. What does that mean? Hashem is the shadow on your right hand. It means your right hand won't get sunburned because there's a shadow there. What's pshat in zek? No? Hashem tzilcha, when you move, the shadow moves. The Nefesh Chaim says that beforeish.
So you're saying Hashem's hands keep it for a tie?
Correct. Yes. If you're merachem, Hashem will be merachem to you. You're not merachem, you're in trouble. That's what it says. What do you want from me? The Torah says that. Kol ha-merachem al ha-briyos, merachem al ha-shamayim. Midah keneged midah. You've heard of midah keneged midah. That's exactly what it means. That's how it works.
That's a repercussion of the way it has to be.
I'm not saying this. This is Rav Hutman in the Pachad Yitzchak. You can look at that yourself.
It has to work.
Zekeli v'anveyu ani v'hu works both ways, and that's what was Esav was denying. Lama ze. I don't want the zekeli v'anveyu. Well, what about one? Esav denied. Lama ze. Lama ze. Ani habachayra. Why do I need this zeh? I don't want zeh. The zeh that Klal Yisrael saw, zeh keili v'anveyu. Hu v'ani b'yachad. I'll make it very simple because I don't have time. There's more work to be done, but we don't have time. I'll just give you something to take home so you don't feel terribly disappointed.
Thank you.
I just don't know how to unravel it anymore. Sorry. The whole purpose of creation is Adam. Hakol b'day shamayim. You agree? The most dangerous words you'll ever hear. With those words, you can become the biggest kafir that ever existed. Oh. Esav held and Haman held. Hashem is so great and Hashem is so big and Hashem is so transcendent. That's why they became kafirim. They didn't become kafirim despite the fact that they believed in Hashem. They became kafirim because they believed in Hashem. Hashem is so big and Hashem is so transcendent and Hashem is so awesome Lo manyeno to what's going on down here. Hakol b'day shemayim. I make no difference.
That's nice.
What they saw was what more than Yecheskel saw was they understood that the purpose of the Bria is Adam. Adam, that's the whole story, is my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch and his relationship with me. And they said, Zekeli van Veyu. Hashem and me are one. When they saw more than what Yecheskel saw, they understood. And Veyu, ani behu biyachad. I have to walk in his ways and he's going to walk in my way. What did Haman and Adam and the woman make the mistake? Hakol b'day Shemai, and they left out the chutzmi of Shemai. It's all from Hashem. It's all about Hashem. There's no place for me. I don't want to make broad statements like that. They missed the point of the Zeh Keli Vanveyu, and Esav said it befulish. Lama Zeh, Chazal said, the Zeh he's talking about is the Zeh Keli Vanveyu. Should from my separation. What do you say? Where you make your contribution, where you build yourself, where Hashem refuses to interfere. Where you have bechira, Hashem says, I refuse to interfere. You're on your own there, brother. When you do have bechira, you don't have bechira, that's a kobid Hashemayim. They're right. But they missed one point, the Adam on the throne. If it's a kobid Hashemayim, full stop. And was Adam sitting on the throne? Why did Yecheskel see a vision of a man as the, so to speak, coat of arms on the throne? Because he's the whole point. He's the whole purpose. It's not just about be a good boy and do what you're supposed to do. Don't be a naughty boy. Don't do what you're not supposed to do. That was Noach Tzadik. Adam said, I'm not interested in Noach Tzadik. I want to say Keli Van Veyu. I want the relationship. I want to set up this quid pro quo where it's Kashem Shurachim Afaturachim, Kolam Arachim Ebris, Marachim in Hashemayim. And if I don't let you go now, there's going to be no Rachamim.
Let's start again. We'll go back to the beginning.